我哋议题议程第三项，咁系一个个案咧，系关于一个 installation of train 450mm submarine gas pipeline and associated facilities from 土瓜湾 to North Point for former 启德 Airport development， 一个 proposed gas station at 土瓜湾。咁文件就系2008年第9号嘅文件，咁就系由中华煤气公司咧就会向我哋去present 嘅。咁呢個個案呢就係將會由呢個中華煤氣公司呢係向城規會呢係有一個嘅規劃申請西昌色天。咁而嗰個係將會入嘅，咁所以呢而家嗰個倡議者呢就係話即係上嚟呢就係即係諮詢小組委員會嘅意見。咁project proponent 嘅 representative 呢就係Mr. Sam Sam, Mr. Edmund Fong, Mr. Fong, 馮新鏡先生，咁係以上三位係中華煤氣公司嘅，咁另外就係話 consultant Mott Connell Limited, Mr. Taj Ishola, 同埋 Mr. Tony Tang 嘅，咁如果睇下嗱，呢個個案咁就係因為會向城規會申請啦，咁就都委員，如果你係需要去申報利益嘅咧，請你申報。咁如果冇會員係需要申報利益嘅咧，咁我哋就邀請即係倡議者咧係去同我哋做個 presentation。咁我哋希望喺個 presentation 你可以係大概十分鐘之內啦，咁就去完成噶。咁我時間交俾倡議者。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This presentation is in respect of the proposed gas station at To Kwa Wan, which forms part of the installation of submarine gas pipelines.And associated facilities from To Kwa Wan to North Point for the former Kai Tak airport development. Just a quick run through of the contents of the presentation. We have a quick background of the project. Then we will talk about the existing development at To Kwa Wan where the gas station is proposed. We'll then have an in-depth look at the site location and then the proposed gas station layout.This will be followed by a photo montage showing the outlook of the gas station. The presently Town Gas operate a pair of a submarine gas pipeline which runs from, that's the green line, fortunately hasn't come out clearly here. It goes from Mount Alcock to North Point. And as a result of the government's request, because of the proposed Central Kowloon route and also the cruise terminal, the cruise terminal development shown there, the proposed Central Kowloon route there. This is the existing pair of submarine gas pipeline. Tangas have been requested to relocate this gas pipeline. A feasibility study was carried out to look at alternative alignment, and following that, feasibility study, the recommended alignment is as shown here in red. Now, this alternative alignment, this alignment was arrived at following a series of key issues, constraints, and existing and proposed infrastructure. In association with this, this submarine gas pipeline, Tangas do require gas stations on either end. And so one is proposed at To Kwa Wan, and the other one is proposed at North Point. The subject for this presentation is the proposed gas station at To Kwa Wan. The site at North Point is proposed to be inside the North Point police station. Just a quick run through. At To Kwa Wan, this is the existing development. At the top is Hoi Shan Park. And then this is the proposed, this is an existing extension. Sorry, this is the Hoysom Park, and this is the proposed extension. And then we've got the government institutional facilities. We've got the government building, another government building. And at the moment, we've got the existing sewage treatment plant. And this area here is earmarked for extension for the sewage treatment plant. So as part of the relocation of the gas pipeline, Tangas do require a gas station to facilitate the operation and maintenance of the submarine gas pipeline. So we had to carry out the site selection exercise for the gas station, and ideally this gas station should be situated as close as possible to the waterfront. Have a look. Following the site selection exercise, we finally arrived at the area shown in red. This area, which is originally proposed by DSD to be used for the extension of the sewage treatment plant. And that's the area where it's proposed to site the gas station. The proposed gas station will be about 880 meters square, trapezoidal in shape. And taking into account the requirement that this will be sited next to the harbor, of course, we've taken into account the harbor planning principles into consideration in the layout. And presently, we propose to have a 5 meter wide waterfront, as shown in blue. And also will be a 1 meter wide planting strip, that's shown in green there. Now, this site is surrounded by a government and institutional site, the future open space and the sewage treatment plant. So in effect, with this proposed gas station next to the sewage treatment plant, there will be an antipathy effect to the locality. As we said, the planting strip will be provided at the side of the open space and the promenade in order to match with the tone of the surrounding area. And also, this planting strip will help to minimize any visual impact. Of course, the key issue is making sure that the waterfront is available to residents and members of the public at large. So a 5 meter promenade area will be provided, and members of the public can get access and still continue to enjoy the views. Finally, we have here just a photo montage to show you just what the proposed gas station. The existing sewage treatment plant is shown there, and then next to it is the proposed gas station. The gas station will have a boundary wall next to it for security reasons. And then we've got next to that will be the 1 meter wide planting strip as mitigation measures, and then you'll have the 5 meter wide area for access. Thank you.
好，多謝倡議者嘅介紹。咁啊，睇下委員有啲咩嘅問題。Yes, Nick.
Chairman, there are occasionally there are battles to fight, and occasionally there are battles where you decide that the proponent has done probably as much as is reasonable or possible. On this one, I mean, clearly we have to have it somewhere. This is probably a sensible location as anywhere. I mean, just two observations. One is it possible to have the station set a bit further back? I mean, 5 meters, you could argue, is a bit tight, and a 1 meter planting strip is hardly generous. So, you know, whether there's possibility to edge it a bit further back from the waterfront. But my other question, which is more fundamental, is just looking at that photograph of the existing sewage treatment plant, it looks to me to be a somewhat antiquated plant, and it's the intention that it stay. I mean, we are rejigging and we are reconfiguring our whole sewage system. Is that there for the duration, if you like, or is that sewage treatment plant that we see there, which looks decidedly old, eventually going to be moved or become redundant, because I wouldn't want to make a decision on this gas station and then find in 5 years' time that the sewage plant that we see here has moved or is going to be replaced.
Mm.
So probably the first question is the sewage plant there to stay in its present form? And then secondly, is it possible to edge back the gas station a little from the waterfront?
Thank you, Nick. 我想睇下有冇其他嘅問題先，一聽由顧問去解答。Yes, Paul, then Andrew. Paul?
Yeah, I understand that in North Point it will be placed within the Northmost Police Station compound. So my question is, what's the minimum amount of land required? It looks to be that we have quite, from the design here, from the picture, it looks like we have more land than we need for this particular facility. And the second thing I'd like to suggest to support Nick's argument that the there should be a 10-meter wide promenade rather than a 5-meter wide promenade.
Thank you. Andrew.
Thanks, Chairman. Observation. We've got an interesting shape for the plot, but the waterfront edge is we're back at the typical square edge. I wonder whether or not we can have a boundary which is more an interesting shape to create a bit of a waterfront environment here. Again, you've got a curved boundary on one side of this trapezoid. It's an interesting shape to start with. But I wonder whether or not we should be approaching the waterfront side more sympathetically. We've got a straight, we're creating this straight corridor again on the waterfront. If we are going to create a waterfront opportunity here through doing this, then why not create a more interesting boundary on that side and have the more square boundary on the sort of the land side? Because at the moment we've got the sort of the more interesting use of a boundary on the land side rather than the waterfront side. And the waterfront side seems like a sort of we need to do something to comply with the harbour planning principle, so let's put in a 5-metre straight line boundary there. So how about staggering it? What about doing like a staircase approach around the corner there to soften the boundary with some planters embedded into the sort of the border? I mean, I don't know how creative you can get with the size of the spot and how much space you need for the sort of the factor of safety you need around this plot, but I think we could do something a little bit more sympathetic than the straight line we've got along parallel to the waterfront now.
Yes, thank you, Andrew. Akim, and then Sujata.
多謝主席，其實我都贊成阿Nick講嘅嘢，但係我睇翻我哋嗰個上環嗰個抽水站嗰度咧，佢亦都係好多嘢係可以撳落地底嘅，都可以撳落地底，但係呢度我哋唔知佢有冇 explore 過呢啲咁嘅 measures 嚇，而且可唔可以將佢係變成一個係類似公園部分，大部分變成公園嘅地方？ 有凳啊，有遮陰嘅地方，可以等啲人多啲喺喺度聚喺度。咁就我諗係一米嘅 planting area， 純粹係個 screening effect， 就冇一個係將啲人停喺度嘅。咁我諗我都會期望係倡議者裏提供多啲係唔同嘅做法，可以令到谷點樣去提升到呢個 waterfront 嗰個 beautification。 唔該曬。
Thank you, Kim. Sujata。
Yeah, I was just wondering whether there are a few GIC zones nearby and whether this could be accommodated further inland rather than so close to the waterfront. Even if you leave a 5-meter promenade, but the users are going to create no activity. So it's incompatible, I think, to the harbourfront. But how far inland can it be situated?
Okay, thank you, Sujata. So, 如果冇其他嘅 year round 冇其他問題，或者我哋即係俾倡議者佢哋去即係回應一下啦。咁頭先委員嘅問題，咁其實都睇到個關注就係話即係。 既然嗰個建築物係喺一個海旁嘅地方，咁有否因為呢個建築物而令到個海旁嘅走廊空間係會變少啦？即係 而家嘅五米嘅闊度，似乎委員係覺得係即係不足，一米嘅 planting 咧亦都係不足。咁咁睇下，亦都委員亦都提出咗一啲問題，關於其他嘅用地啦。咁我唔知即係呢個即係倡議者係咪有咁嘅能力去解答曬，咁但希望都可以盡量回應一下嘅，交翻俾即係倡議者去回覆委員。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regards to the size of the gas station, presently the size is about 880 square meters. Now, if we compare this with other gas station sites at Quarry Bay, that's about 920 square meters. And the one at Tra Kwo Ling is about 1,108 square meters. So in effect, we have tried to optimize and reduce the size of this gas station as much as possible. But the size is really the minimum we can go to in order to ensure safe operation and maintenance of the gas pipeline. With regards to the other question on whether this can be submerged, I think for safety reasons, the gas we need to get access for the submarine gas pipeline, and therefore we need equipment. And for these, we need an instrumentation house as well. So for safety reasons and also for operational reasons, there is no precedent elsewhere in the world where the equipment for this gas station is submerged. We also have to pay particular attention to the fact that this is also quite near the harbour. So providing a submerged gas station will not be desirable. With regards to the question on whether the site could be moved further back, if I just quickly go back to the slides on the GIC, as you can see that with the GIC, existing GIC, this is a government building. If I could go back to another slide, that's an existing government building, which is approximately 13 meters high. Now, with the proposed GIC that's to be developed, and our understanding is that that's a proposal for educational purposes. So in terms of site selection, the current site is really the optimum one. And also, if members could also bear in mind that the site we have chosen is actually one which is earmarked by DSD for extending the existing sewage treatment plant. So we have tried in as much as possible to accommodate this new gas station site within sort of a proposed sort of development. Thank you.
Yes.
多謝主席，我或者我都提供一啲資料咧，因為我都對呢個事件我有少少嘅理解嘅。啱啊，第一嗰、那個 GIC 咧，其實咧就係規劃咗做學校嘅。咁學校嗰個發展嘅時間表咧，而家已經初步有㗎啦。咁就係會後過嗰個 gas picking station 少少啦，會喺2013-14度會即係完工。咁所以嗰度我諗即係如果話即係將嗰個 GIC 嗰個地盤咧去減細嘅，可能就應該都應該唔得㗎啦。咁另外一個頭先有一個問題啦，委員提到咧就係究竟而家嗰個嘅污水處理設施係咪會搬遷嘅問題咧？據我所知咧，因為而家嗰個土瓜灣呢一個污水處理廠過濾咗個污水咧，其實咧就係會運落去喺地體深層嗰條隧道直去港船洲嘅，咁所以咧就呢一個污水處理廠會搬遷嘅機會咧就好低嘅。咁亦都根據我喺環保署同埋渠務署嗰邊理解咧，佢哋係有計劃係呢個污水處理廠要做啲有啲擴充嘅工程嘅。不過其實喺商討啊，即係同每公司商討嘅過程咧，佢亦都了解咧，即係如果因為一啲新嘅設施需要佔用到一啲已經規劃咗做海旁一啲海旁公園嘅用地咧，對市民係唔好嘅，所以咧環保同埋渠務署咧亦都好合作，將佢部分原本預留作為一個擴展呢個污水處理廠嘅用地咧，就撥咗出嚟， 就係俾而家呢個煤氣公司做呢個設施用。咁我相信即係煤氣公司亦都了解啦，即係原本呢個地方本來係冇規劃咧，就話開放俾公眾享用個海濱嘅。不過佢哋都亦都睇到有呢個咁嘅需要啊，所以都撥咗五米出嚟。咁當然如果係話煤氣公司可以撥多三兩米，咁梗係仲好啦。咁當然就係叫佢哋睇翻係咪可行啦。
好好，唔該唔該 ，Peter 嘅資料提供。咁有冇委員有冇第二輪嘅問題或者係回應 ？Yes, Alvin。
主席，其實我想我哋 HEC 最擴商其實希望終極的目標咧，就係將海旁即係還翻俾市民。咁第一睇落嗰個規劃嘅意向咧，其實呢個咁嘅願望咧，可能就越嚟越遙遠，因為可能越嚟越多設施啊擺咗喺海旁嗰度咧，我哋就更加難即係將一啲現有設施咧將佢即係移走。咁呢個就即係比較長嘅事啦。但我覺得而家就由倡議者所提供嘅資料，其實是一個平面嘅資料啊，咁缺乏咗一啲立體嘅資料。我諗我哋就好難咧，好似喺上環嗰度咁嘅討論，但可能嗰種討論咧，其實對我哋去俾意見呢個地方係咪適合或者係點樣咧，其實可能係好有幫助嘅。咁我唔知道倡議者有冇機會去提供到一啲即係除咗平面資料之外嘅一啲立體，或者甚至到有啲具體嘅設計。唔知道可能二階段未到嗰個階段啦。咁有冇啲咩非常之資料去提供到俾你嚟參考咧？咁唔該，主席。
OK， 好，唔該。即係有冇啲立體嘅資料啊？其實嗰嚿嘢幾高，而家都冇資料嘅嚇。咁睇下有冇其他嘅資料可以提供。有冇其他嘅問題 ？OK， yes, Paul and Sujata.
Yeah, so I think from the discussion now we understand that the shape and form of this site.880 square meters is required, but the shape and form of this site is really defined by the amount, the border between the sewage treatment plant extension area that the government has basically agreed on that they are willing to give. So if the government is willing to give a little bit more, we can have 10 meters of waterfront. So I think that we stuck between a discussion with the gas company about something that really the government should respond to.Which is, can they give the gas company a little bit more from the STP side so that we can have 10 meters of waterfront instead of 5? I think that's pretty much the first one. And I'd like to get a confirmation of that that's correct, that if the STP gives you more land, then you can move the site and redirect it so we can have 10 meters of waterfront. The second one, I think that Kim made a very interesting suggestion, and I hope we can get an answer to that, whether instead of a wall around your site,you can make your site more interesting, you know, so that it becomes more like a park with a gas station in it and so people can have some access to it. And I'm not sure how that works in terms of safety, but a walled site around that area doesn't really help that much. So if you could answer that one. The third one that I'm concerned about is road access. If safety and security for gas supply to Hong Kong Island is going to be a concern, that something may go wrong and you need to get some equipment in there,does it need road access, and if so, where is that going to be provided? Is it a temporary road or a road access going to be through the open space zone, or how is that going to be provided if in case of emergencies? How do you get in and out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sujata?
At least after a couple of years, it's good to see that a minimum promenade is being provided in the proposal. This is a good step forward, but I think...Again, what we end up coming back to is everything is taken as given. Like in this case, there are a lot of, you know, GIC uses, but we are told nothing can be done, we can't touch it. But if you put harborfront connectivity as the primary goal, then surely we can come up with other options, I really believe. And this is the current option posed is more...we are having all these constraints, so where is the best possible location, and therefore this is the choice. But if truly we want a world-class harbor that is connected, this solution will still lead to a very utilitarian mm-hmm. harborfront. So I would like members to, somebody should look at really how effort can be made to enhance the harbor more. And even the extension of the sewage treatment plant, is that, you know, should it be so close to the harbor? Should it be there, like Nick has asked before? We are assuming now that this extension is final, it's a given. All the GICs are given, so we are sterilizing more and more waterfront, and I would be big concerned about that. So it's a better step than before, because I think if this happened 5 years or 3 years ago, you would have no promenade. We at least have some provision of a promenade, but I'm afraid it will still give us a very utilitarian harbourfront.
Yes, Kim.
想問問呢個 gas station 咧係屬唔屬於一個 PHI？
PHI 咩嚟㗎 ？Potential hazard installation。 OK， 好，咁啊，或者再俾倡議者去解答翻頭先嗰個問題。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanga's gas station is not classified as a PHI according to the Hong Kong planning standards and guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
However, a risk assessment will be carried out as part of the environmental impact assessment, and the EMSD, the Electrical and Mechanical Services Department, have also requested a risk assessment, so that will be carried out. But it is not classified as a PHI under the planning guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. 咁委員仲有冇其他嘅意見？Patrick。
主席，我諗呢啲問題好似你剛才講咧，即係呢啲都係好典型一啲我哋而家個 Harbourfront 呢啲問題。就所以咧就而家部門嘅同事又好啊。顧問或者倡議者咧，佢都即係做唔到啲咩嘅，啊，即係咁而家咁嘅規劃咁樣嘅鬆靈啦，即係除非話可以同嗰個 GIC 換地啊之類咁呢啲咁。但係咧，我哋 HGC 我諗我哋個工作咧就真係需要俾翻一啲 advice 咧，government 咧，即係如果我哋真係要 enhance 嗰個 Harbourfront 咧，咁咧就有啲需要係真係有啲大手術。要早做，即係而家咧，你倡議者嚟親都係咁嘅情況嘅啫，都係又係咁樣討論呢啲咁，然之後咧就係、是、大家嚟高射，可唔可以攞多兩米啊？咁即係呢啲咁樣嘅工作嘅啫。咁即係而家都係即係大家都做唔到乜嘢。咁而家就其他嘅意見咧，即係譬如話將嗰個 gas station 嘅 installation， 其實而家外國都好多例子嘅，將佢做到好 artistic， 然後咧就盡量將佢地方，就而家consultant 嗰邊倡議者都未有答到有啲委員嘅意見，就話嗰度可唔可以盡量啲地方可以開放出嚟咧咁樣，即係呢啲可能會可以走到一步。
嗯、
啊！即係呢啲，然後咧就將個 installation 整到個好靚，即係我個好多例子啊，即係咁咧就然後咧就變咗為一個即係喺一個都係一個 harbourfront， 即係唔會好大影響嗰個 harbourfront 嘅用途嘅一啲。
嗯 ，OK， 好好嘅提議 ，Patrick。係 ，Yes Raymond。
即係我都想喺度即係有少少回應啦。咁我諗我哋睇一個即係 harbourfront 個 development 對個嘅規劃嘅時候咧，咁我哋嗰、那個。目的咧，我相信咧，就係無論喺嗰個原則同埋嗰個指引嗰度去睇咧，都並非咧話將所有我哋心目中覺得唔中意、唔理想即係唔靚嘅用途咧，就踢離開海邊嘅。我諗我哋就唔係呢樣嘢，只不過咧，我哋希望藉住呢一個良好嘅規劃，有一個原則，有一個指引咧，就係即係點樣去有效咁樣樣，即係等到一啲我哋唔中意嗰啲用途咧，唔好即係無限制地，或者係即係冇經過即係詳細考慮地咧，就即係或者係純粹貪方便地咧，就擺喺海濱。咁當然咧，就即係喺我哋處理啲用途之餘咧，我哋覺得有啲用途係需要擺喺海濱嘅時候咧，咁我哋都要考慮即係點樣去即係減低。去對即係海濱嗰個影響，同埋點樣減低去對人即係去到呢個海濱嗰個限制，即係我諗嗰個理念咧就係咁樣嘅。咁我諗就算即係可能即係大家即係一路咧都會即係繼續會接觸到呢啲咁嘅個案，即係有其他部門或者係有一啲公司上到嚟，即係話想喺海邊做呢啲咁用途。咁我諗其實咧，我哋去睇下呢啲用途，首先係咪即係？ 都要值得擺喺海濱咧？會唔會有其他即係地方去擺咧咁樣？咁就並非就話，我哋一睇到呢個問題就覺得，呢啲就唔應該擺喺海濱嘅。咁即係我諗嗰個出發點咧，我諗相信就唔係咁樣。咁第二點咧就係話 ，OK， 我哋睇咗佢嗰個接受咗呢個用途嘅時候咧，我睇下仲有冇咩機會去改善咧，就即係提翻俾呢一個就係倡議人。我諗嗰個目的咧就我係相信咁樣嘅。
嗯 ，OK， 好多謝 Raymond 嘅意見。咁或者我綜合一下啦，即係大家都講得差唔多。Yes, if Nick, you have further thing up, you will be after me. Okay. 咁因為我諗即係正如 Raymond 所講啦，即係話呢啲 utility 擺喺海邊嘅中，即係其實都係希望就將嗰、那個即係對於海濱嗰個 enjoyment 嘅 impact 係減到最少啊！即係嗰、那個即係唔係話唔俾啲 utility 放喺度。咁但係我相信嗰個考慮點就係話，即係依個咁嘅工作做咗喺度嘅時候，即係如何可以即係平衡到，即係令到市民都可以即係擁有到個海濱咧。咁即係話。頭先有啲亦都有委員講就話，即係五米加一個一米嘅 strip 係唔足夠嘅，即係嗰個 footprint 可唔可以再去 set back 少少啊？或者嗰個 promenade 係咪可以即係唔係一條直線啊？或者 more interesting， 或者個圍牆唔好咁即係拒人於千里之外啊？咁其實呢啲咧都係關乎個設計問題咯。嗰、那個建築物本身即係而家喺今日只係得個 footprint 就未有嗰個高度可以俾到大家睇。咁我相信即係其實如果委員話即係同意或者唔同意個設計都係唔 fair 啊，因為真係冇人知道你嗰間樓 in section 嚇、in three dimensional 根本係點樣樣。咁嗰塊土地嘅利用可否係做得佢更綠化啲呢？咁喺呢度亦都冇交代，咁我覺得亦都唔 fair 俾委員呢係去即係俾一個即係支持或者反對嘅意見。其實喺過去即係呢一個委員會或者我都想提出俾倡議者知，因為過去幾年其實都有類似嘅個案呢上過嚟呢一個委員會度討論。咁上環嗰、那個泵房嗰個係一個好典型嘅例子。其實佢上到嚟之後，佢上咗嚟三次啦，其實最後佢嗰個設計咧係有好大嘅 improvement， 即係佢係嗰個地方係變成嗰個公園 ，including 嗰個 pump house。個 pump house 係有一啲部分嘅地方咧係放咗落去地底，即係雖然開初都係話有安全問題啊，唔可以全部撳抌曬落地底，但係其實咧都係喺一個過程咧係可以令到個 footprint 咧係減低咗，咁同埋咧整個土地利用咧係變成一個 integrated design。何謂 integrated design 就係話呢個 utility 嘅 building 係 integrate blend with 一個 landscape garden。咁好細呢就係話佢唔係淨係話霸咗一塊地圍咗幾縫圍牆執咗個咁嘅 utility 喺度，咁就即係俾返條路你行咁已經好好㗎啦。咁即係其實即係不止於此嘅。咁我希望就話即係呢啲咁嘅價值呢係可以即係喺呢度，即係既然即係倡議者都未話拎佢上城規會，咁希望都係可以 share 到呢啲價值啦。就我哋係希望即係大家喺海旁去做嘢嘅時候，係可以更進一步咧，係去做到一啲即係縱使呢啲咁嘅 utility 嘅設施，即係唔係會俾市民享用去 enjoy， 但係即係呢個土地利用可否係加入一啲即係讓市民係 enjoy 到嘅一啲即係元素喺度啦，咁希望倡議者可以考慮咯。咁即係呢個都係我綜合過去嘅經驗同埋頭先委員嘅意見，去俾翻個倡議者嘅一啲意見。Yes, Nick， 好多謝 Paul。
Chairman, if as a committee we could give some straight guidance to the applicant。One, that we request a 10-meter setback as a minimum, and to secondly, to explore an integrated design, and then we can give some that will give some specific guidance for the applicant to also work with other government parties in negotiating the land distribution in that area. If you can give those as a specific, a request a minimum of 10 meters and explore integrated design.
Okay, 我冇問題呢個，唔知其他委員對於阿 Paul 嘅提議有冇反對？咁如果冇就綜合翻阿 Paul 頭先嗰個意見寫埋落去我哋嗰個即係 summary 嗰度啦。OK， 咁唔知倡議者有冇一啲回應？ 如果冇就多謝曬你上嚟啊，咁我哋去下一個議程嘛。